in the middle.
Yeah, that's great, okay. So, good afternoon once again. Are you blessed by the song?
Amen.
Amen. So, it's nice to have come together and praise God, right? So, today, brothers and sisters, it's a continuation once again. Dun sa team natin yung forgiveness and restoration. So, my topic today is regarding forgiveness. So, because we know that all of us have hard time grappling with that idea, right? Na lahat naman siguro tayo, we have been, some of us have been hurt directly or indirectly, right? And we ourselves may have caused pain to some other people without even knowing, right? Minsan may mga bagay tayong bibig. There are some things that we decide in life where it's okay for us, but it might not be good for somebody else. Like for example, in a family, right? Halimbawa, gusto mong lumipat sa isang lugar, tapos yung anak mo ayaw dahil you already have friends in that place, but you have to move. So although you have good things in mind, it might cause some pain to others, right? So today, brothers and sisters, we will talk about forgiveness, and what I did was to look in the dictionary. What is forgiveness? So, because many people have different idea what forgiveness is all about. Something that you have to go to that person, to that individual, and you know, you ask him to that you have already forgiven him. That you have, even if you are the ones who have been offended, you have to go to the person that hurt you to show him that you already forgiven him or her. But in the dictionary, brothers and sisters, forgiveness means pardon, excuse, exonerate, or stop feeling angry or resentful towards someone for an offense. So parang kumbaga sa atin yung wala na yung galit mo sa kapwa mo, even though you have been hurt. So that is what the definition of forgiveness is. Or yung kumbaga sa Tagalog, yung pagdaramdam. Yung pagdaramdam, wala na yung pagdaramdam mo. That pain in your heart is gone. But it doesn't mean that you will go to them and, you know, beg for yourself that I forgive you. But the dictionary only says that, you know in your heart that you already forgive somebody. Amen?
Amen.
And so today, brothers and sisters, and then there's once more, cancel a debt. Of course, kung sino may mga napahiram, and kinansin mo yung debt, so you have forgiven that person. So that's another example. So in my proposition for today, brothers and sisters, is that God is able to forgive whatever sin you have committed, as long as we repent. And if God can do that, we should also do the same, right? We believe we are the followers of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And we know that it is hard, but it's not an idea, it's not a proposition, but for God it is a command for us to forgive. So brothers and sisters, there's one part in the Bible where I found that it's probably good for us to study, which is in the 2 Chronicles. You know, 2 Chronicles is the story of the different kings in the kingdom of Israel. So we will see here how people have messed up their life, and yet because of they ask for repentance, they repented of what they have done, and God forgave them. Just like that. They did so much, but when they repented to God, they were forgiven. And the book that we will study, brothers and sisters, is in 2 Chronicles chapter 33. The book of, it's about Manasseh, the king of Judah. So let us all stand for the reading of the word. Let's all rise. So I will not read the whole chapter because it's very long. So what I will do is I will read the highlight in the story which you see. In 2 Chronicles chapter 33, 2 Chronicles chapter 33, verse 10 to 13. The Lord spoke to Manasseh and his people, but they paid no attention. So the Lord brought against them the army commanders of the king of Assyria, who took Manasseh prisoner, put a hook on his nose, bound him with bronze shackles, and took him to Babylon. In his distress, he sought the favor of the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his ancestors. And when he prayed to him, the Lord was moved by his entreaty and listened to his plea. So he brought him back to Jerusalem and to his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord is God. That is the word of the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, thank you once again for giving us this opportunity to hear your word. Thank you for giving us this story for us to know you better, Lord, about your love for us. And that you give us your wisdom and understanding as we study your word. And that you make us not just hearers of your words, but doers as well. This we pray in Jesus' name. So let's continue. So brothers and sisters, so this Bible verse that we will study today is just like a story. If you remember, Brother Adel talked about this about King Hezekiah. King Hezekiah, right? So King Manasseh was the son of King Hezekiah. So if you remember, in if you go back to Chronicles 32, you will see here how King Hezekiah was he himself did messed up with the Lord, and he was punished by God. And after realizing his fault, he prayed to God because he became so sick, and he was almost dying. Mamatay na lang siya. And he prayed to God, and God heard his prayer, and he was healed. And in that time, what happened is he removed the things that he had erected in Israel, yung mga pagan high places. He removed that and made one of the greatest revival, spiritual revival in Israel. So siya yun. However, one of his sons, when he died, somebody had replaced him. That is his son, Manasseh. So, if you siguro na narinig na yung word, yung name na Manasseh, di ba? So, let us not confuse Manasseh with the son of Joseph, Manasseh and Ephraim. Diba? Yung sa Joseph, yung anak ni Judah. So, he has a son named Manasseh and Ephraim. But this one is the son of Hezekiah. So, he was king at the age of 12. So, napakabata pa. So, at a very young age, he became king. And kung titignan niyo yung story dun sa verse chapter 33, immediately it says there that he did evil in the eyes of the Lord. So, imagine a 12 years old, right? So, if you remember, like us, at a 12 years old, you don't have enough maturity to lead. And you usually have to kailangan na bukap sa tatay mo. nakatira ako sa tatay mo. So in this case, he became active sa tuyo. So, kumbaga, wala pa, hindi pa malakas yung kanyang spiritual upbringing, maturity. So immediately when you became king, probably by the, you know, by the influence of people all around him, so immediately he did the wrong things against the Lord. He did the same thing that, that Israel destroyed the surrounding nations na gumagawa nito. So they did the same thing. He rebuilt the temples and the places that his dad, father, King Hezekiah has destroyed. So yung mga pinag-aalayan nila ng mga pagan ritual, he rebuilt it and directed altars to Baal and other gods. So can you imagine a country that has spiritual revival immediately after na mapalitan siya? Once again, it came back to their old ways. And it says here that he also sacrificed and built altars to starry hosts. So verse 3 and 5. So starry hosts. Some things that we see in the sky. So, kung example, yung the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets. So, King Manasseh worshiped those that they see in the sky. So, if you remember sa Romans and Greek gods, diba? So they worship yung mga nakikita nila sa langit o sa sky. And kung titingnan natin yung mga pangalan ng mga planets na pangalan sa mga gods and goddesses, right? Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars. So those are named after different gods and goddesses of a pagan religion. So brothers and sisters, in this story, worshiping those bodies are not new. Kumbaga, matagal na yung ginagawa. So it's been done for a long time. And even today, we know that there are people who still do that, right? Some worship the sun and the moon. Right? So that is so sad, because it's so hard to understand, because we know that King Manasseh was born from the king of a chosen people. Kumbaga, sila yung pinili ng Panginoon. But you will not believe that they can do such bad things. Maybe this is also a reminder for us, brothers and sisters, na even if you are in religious or even in Christian circles, good things, people can still do bad things, right? So we are not, hindi tayo immune. That's why we have to pray to God. Because we know there are people that we know that you think they are so close to God because of their faith. They're very religious. They read the Bible, they teach the Bible, and you know, just when something just happened, you can't even believe. So it's the same example, brothers and sisters. King Manasseh grew up in a father who was a believer in God. Kasi nung kinanak siya, that is already when King Hezekiah was already new God, well, nung nag-repent na siya. Kumbaga, nabago na siya. Because when he was, he started as king, he's 12 years old. And remember that King Hezekiah lived 15 years after he prayed to God. So that means after 3 years after he repented, he bore he had a son named Manasseh. And that is so sad. And people can do really very bad things. So, if you go to verse 7 up to 8 and 9, what happened is King Manasseh made an image, a graven image, and put it in the temple. Kumbaga nilagay doon sa templo, the holiest place. The holiest place. He defiled the temple. So if you remember, brothers and sisters, in sa mga nagba-Bible study, tatay ko rin, remember where in the old times, there was this tabernacle, and then only the high priest can come in. And sometimes they die because there's something that they have done. They are not clean, spiritual clean, they die. And the other priest had to pull them out. So what Manasseh did was really bad because nilagyan niya ng pagan na idol dun sa loob ng temple. So, who can do much worse than that? Baga, sinira mo yung holiness ng place niya. So, that is so sad. And if you read, continue with the story, brothers, Manasseh led Judah and people of Jerusalem astray, and that they did more evil than the nations the Lord has destroyed before the Israelites. So, brothers and sisters, what's the message to them? Even people who are, they were chosen by God, but they still did something that much worse than those who are not believers. So, mas malala pa yung ginawa nila kaysa yung sa mga naniniwala sa Diyos. So, nothing could be worse than that, right? So, if you are not a believer, siguro may maintindihan pa ng iba kasi hindi siya naniniwala, di ba? But this man believes in, know that there is God. But still, he did things against him. So, it's really, 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 really wicked, right? And it's not written in the Bible, but in other sources, sa ibang mga Jewish books, na actually it was King Manasseh who ordered the death of the prophet Isaiah. So we know prophet Isaiah, right? He is one of the prophets who wrote a lot of prophecy sa Old Testament. But in this, according to outside sources, inati siya sa, he was cut in two. Parang tinat siya yung katawan niya. So that is really bad. The mga yung man of God, and then you kill him. That is the worst thing that can happen, right? Kasi siya yung nagre-represent sa Zion. Tapos ganoon ginawa mo. And probably the reason why he was killed, was murdered, is because Isaiah, being the prophet, siyempre, i-remind niya yung king, di ba, na, oh, my king, I think what you're doing now is not right. You are doing something against God. And siguro nagalit si King Manasseh, and he ordered him to be killed. And if you continue the verse, brothers and sisters, sa verse 10, yun na nga yung the Lord spoke to Manasseh and his people, but they paid no attention. So, he is already being reminded, kaya lang, yung mga parang hindi nila, ini-ignore nila, di ba? You know, it can happen to us also, right? When we are doing something that not is right with God, sometimes God can give us some signs that it is not right in our heart. our conscience is telling us, but we still didn't. But here, brothers and sisters, mayroon nang paalala sa king na Malaysia, pero they pay no attention. So what happens? If we don't pay attention, something will happen, right? So the Lord brought against them the army commanders of king of Assyria who took Manasseh prisoner. So yun, nasakop yung Israel na invade ng Assyria. So Assyria is one of the countries na yung katabi ng Israel na they are also powerful. And they put a hook in his nose. So akala natin yung piercing sa ilong, yung parang yung masunod sa usok, yung, you know, that's the trend in the, you see younger kids, right? But actually, if you read from the Old Testament, that is a form of humiliation. Because they will put a ring in your nose, and then they will put a chain. And so, if somebody, oh, I don't want to go there, but they will just pull your... Would you like an animal, right? Like a cow. So I remember back home we have my uncle has a cow, and there's a ring in the nose. And however strong the animal is, once you pull it with a movement, it will go where you want it to go. So this is what happened. The king was humiliated. The king was humiliated. He was bound with him with bronze shackles and took him to Babylon. Took him to Babylon. So, brothers and sisters, isn't it that when we are in a difficult situation, when we are okay, we're just for ourselves. We don't think about anything else. And sometimes we even don't thank God, right? If everything is good, if we have all the things we need, just enjoy life, right? But here, in distress, Manasseh sought the favor of the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his ancestors. So, brothers and sisters, because he's already in a difficult situation, and siguro papatay na siya, di ba? So he already cried to the Lord, Lord, please help me. So isn't it like us as well, if we are in a situation and in a life is so hard and we can no longer move? It's like all the problem is from every side. That's the time that we ask God. And I think that is not weakness, but actually that's one way for us to, you know, to be humble that, you know, God is all powerful and we are just one of his creation. Amen. That we can fail, but we know that God will be there. Amen?
Amen.
And so what is the message? God will humble the wicked. So in the same way, brothers and sisters, it's a reminder for us na pag may nagawa tayong mali, there will always be consequences, right? When we are not believers yet, we always think that if we do something wrong, we can get away. Wag lang, mauwi. Okay ako. But now that we are believers in Christ, we know that even if no one sees us, there is a God that sees what we do, right? Whether it is good or is it pleasing to God or not, He knows. Only He can do it. And probably that's one way for God to humble us, to humble in our mistakes. But how come He's Manasseh is evil, but God did not allow him to die? Kasi sabi na, namatay na siya kasi, ano siya? If I stand with person. I mean, there are many people, there are people in this world who are, we can think that better dead than being alive, right? Because of what they have done. But sometimes think, how come God allow these people to win? Sabi nga sa Tagalog, masamang damo, matagal mamatay. Di ba? God has a purpose. God allows people, evil people to live because He wants to give them a second chance. Amen? And God will forgive those who ask for it. And so, Manasseh, when he prayed, the Lord was moved by his entreaty and listened to his plea. And he brought him back to Jerusalem, to his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord is God. So, brothers and sisters, can you imagine, if God had taken Manasseh, his life, while he was doing those bad things, there is no way for him to be restored, right? Wala na, ano na siya. But God, even though he's doing the wrong things, he still wants soul that God wants to save. So he waited until he will humble himself and come back to him. So in the same way, brothers and sisters, it's like us, right? We did bad things in life. We did horrible things. And then something happened to us, and God humbled us. And yet, God did not forget. Even in that situation, may nagsabi nga, somebody I know that, you know, I could have been dead already because of what I have done. But maybe God allowed this to happen for me to live so that I will have the opportunity to repent and come back to God. And this is what happened to Manasseh. If you think about the story, brothers and sisters, wala pa sa kalikingan yung mga sins na ginagawa namin. This verse, because you did not only hurt one person or two. He hurt a people, a nation. He led people astray. He allowed people to die. And he allowed them the wrong teachings, the pagan teaching that is not pleasing to God. So dahil sa kanyang idea, because he is the leader of the country, nadama niya pati yung mga tao sa Israel, yung mga kababayan niya. Even them, because of what he had done. That means he had led thousands and thousands of people astray. And yet, God did not forget. So, isn't that a lesson for us, brothers and sisters? That sometimes, hindi lang tayo na nagkagilo yung brothers and sisters natin, may jowa na tayo. So those are trivial things. Ipunin ko kumpara natin sa the things that happened to Manasseh were really bad things. And we know that God forgives. So sometimes there are people who think that, oh, God will not forgive me. I did so much. I did a lot of things that is bad. Not pleasing to God. So they are still they still don't believe that they are forgiven. But here, Manasseh had done something much worse than what you did. But God forgave him. How much more you will not forgive you, right? As David said in Psalm 91:15, He will call me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. You see that sometimes you think that things are taking so long, and probably the people who are siguro yung mga tao na good people na nakikita yung kanilang country na nasisira na. Why is it taking so long to God to change, to help us? In 2 Peter 3, 8, the verse said, "But do not forget one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." So kaya pala hindi inaalo ni Lord na mamatay ka agad yung masamang dapo kasi gusto niyang bigyan ng chance. Amen?
Amen.
It's like in a, that's why some people will get confused for how come these people, we have been working, we've been in the mission for a long time and they just started it now as if they were just the same. So if you go to Matthew 20, it's the story of the workers in the vineyard, where there are people who, a master was hiring servants. Okay, I'll give you 1 denarius and work for me for 1 day. And then while they were working early in the morning up to about the end, and then there are still workers coming, and they started probably an hour before the finish of the matapos yung trabaho. Siguro less than an hour na lang. So they also work. And then at the time of to pay their wage, everyone was given a denarius. Yung bakit naman ganun? Nauna-una ang trabaho ng maghapon, tapos siya kadalating lang, same. How could they have the same? And what did the Lord said? You know, I am generous. I have the right to do what I want with my own money. Or are you just envious because I am generous? So that's our God. So whatever pace in life you come to Christ, it doesn't matter. You have the same life. You have the same life that God promised. Amen?
Amen.
And so after the repentance, Manasseh had a change of heart. So the images that he had made and the foreign gods that he had placed in those high places, he removed. And he restored the altar of the Lord and sacrificed with the offerings and the thanksgiving to God. So binalik niya yung the right way of worshiping God and only the true God. So is it that same with us, brothers and sisters, that when we are forgiven, we see life in a new life? Parang nababago yung paningin natin. Now our priorities change. Before we are so material driven, materialistic, now we have balance between our spiritual and material. Our material, spiritual life. So, diba? So, iba na yung pananaw natin. So, baga, hindi na lang puro material things. It's about also our spiritual life. So, yun yung the good of being forgiven. So, brothers and sisters, if God forgives, we should forgive, right? But you know, disobedience has consequences. So sometimes people think that, oh, God forgive me. So sometimes there are cases where there are things that you can no longer erase. Yung mga bagay na nagawa mo, hindi mo na siya mabubuhay in this world. Because we know that when we, in this world, it can still have an impact on somebody else. That's why if you continue to read the whole chapter at the very end, yung anak niya, si King Amon. When he died, there was a new king, King Amon. And he probably, that king saw what he had done before, na bago siya nag-repent. Yung mga tinayo niya, mga those altars that he erected, probably this young boy saw what his dad or a friend from other people. That's why when he became king, the new king after King Manasseh, King Amon, did the same thing. He erected the altar for a pagan ritual. And in less than 2 years, he was killed. He was assassinated. So, brothers and sisters, even though we are forgiven sometimes, what we have done can have consequences as well. Right? So that's why a reminder for us to better not do it, because even if God forgives, there will be things that will be as a result of the consequence of our what we have done, right?
Yeah.
Amen. So in conclusion, the story shows us that, you know, how God forgives and how we can reflect on ourselves, brothers and sisters, how we can also forgive, right? Although it is hard, but God has commanded us. The offense that we have done or what have done to us is probably not as bad as what the story told us. Because he had affected the nation, but probably us, yung mga loved ones natin, some of our friends. But still, the Bible is telling us to forgive. As the book of Ephesians told us in 4:32, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave. So brothers and sisters, let us forgive. Because God forgives. As Isaiah told us in Isaiah 1:18, come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are as scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they will be like. Isn't that a good news, brothers and sisters? Yes, Lord. Lord, thank you once again for this message that you have given to us, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving us for our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us of this story, how even the most wicked, you can forgive. And who are we, O Lord, that we are just humans, that we cannot forgive? Lord, give us the strength to forgive our brothers and sisters who have offended us. And help us, Lord, to be more careful of ourselves and what we do so that we cannot offend our brothers and sisters as well. Thank you, Lord, for this reminder, Lord. And once again, Lord, thank you for loving us, O Lord, for forgiving us. Even though we are not worthy, O Lord, you have forgiven us. You are the God who forgives. Because you want us all, as you said, that not anyone should perish, but all should come to repentance. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.